Chapter 9. We all flopped to the ground instinctively, but the ship didn't attack. It blasted braking rockets and dropped to land on skids. Then it skied around to come to a rest beside the building site. Everybody had it figured out and was standing around sheepishly when the two suited figures stepped out of the ship. A familiar voice crackled over the general freak. "Every one of you saw us coming in, and not one of you responded with laser fire. It wouldn't have done any good, but it would have indicated a certain amount of fighting spirit. You have a week or less before the real thing, and since the sergeant and I will be here, I will insist that you show a little more will to live. Acting Sergeant Potter?"
"Here, sir."
"Give me a detail of 12 people to unload cargo. We brought 100 small robot drones for target practice, so that you might have at least a fighting chance when a live target comes over. Move, now. We only have 30 minutes before the ship returns to Miami."
I checked, and it was actually more like 40 minutes.
Having the captain and sergeant there didn't really make much difference. We were still on our own. They were just observing. Once we got the floor down, it took only one day to complete the bunker. It was a gray oblong, featureless, except for the airlock blister and four windows. On top was a swivel-mounted gigawatt laser. The operator, you couldn't call him a gunner, sat in a chair holding dead man switches in both hands. The laser wouldn't fire as long as he was holding one of those switches. If he let go, it would automatically aim for any moving aerial object and fire at will. Primary detection and aiming was by means of a kilometer-high antenna mounted beside the bunker. It was the only arrangement that could really be expected to work, with the horizon so close and human reflexes so slow. You couldn't have the thing fully automatic, because in theory, friendly ships might also approach. The aiming computer could choose among up to 12 targets appearing simultaneously, firing at the largest ones first, and it would get all 12 in the space of half a second. The installation was partly protected from enemy fire by an efficient ablative layer that covered everything except the human operator. But then, they were dead man switches. One man above guarding 80 inside. The Army's good at that kind of arithmetic. Once the bunker was finished, half of us stayed inside at all times, feeling very much like targets, taking turns operating the laser while the other half went on maneuvers.